Welcome back. You're listening to Morning Ireland at 13 minutes past 8. All of us know, I think by now, that tomorrow is a deadline for the local property tax. Why exactly it's a deadline, we can hear now from the Vivian Dempsey, local property tax project manager with the Revenue Commissioners. Good morning, Vivian. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
How exactly and with what implications is tomorrow a deadline?
Okay, tomorrow is the deadline for filing your local property tax return online. So that's midnight on the 28th. So for those who still haven't filed, there's all day today and all day tomorrow up to midnight. And our local property tax helpline, 1-890-200-255, has been extended. So we're opening from 8 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night today and tomorrow to help any of those who still have to file with their inquiries, or if they're not comfortable with filing online or even don't have internet access, they just simply need to ring that number and we'll actually file for them.
This is only a deadline for registering. It's not a deadline for payment, correct?
It's a deadline for filing, but part of your filing option is to select a payment option. Now, you're perfectly correct. The payment due date is the 1st of July. And in selecting your payment option, you'll decide whether you want to pay in full. And a substantial number of people have already done that. In fact, up to the end of April, 22 million has already been paid for local property tax. And that's before we add in the May Exchequer figures. But you also have the option of paying over phased payments. And that's from July through to December. And there's no additional charge for that. There's no interest should you elect to pay through your wages or direct debit over those phased payments.
Any advice for people who haven't done it on paper and don't have a computer?
Our advice is to ring 1-890-200-255. And before you call, gather up your details. If you have your property ID and your PIN number, which were on the letter that the revenue sent out to you, have those numbers available because that will bring us directly into your record. Of course, you have to have your PPSN number. You have to have selected the valuation band for your property and then decide how you're going to pay and have those details ready. So if you're paying by wages, have your employer's number. If you're paying through your bank account, have your PPSN and your sort code. And if you're going to pay by debit card or credit card, obviously have those figures available. You can simply give those to one of our operators and we'll complete the transaction for you.
What about the people? I don't know how many there are. I'm one of them. I know three other people who are in the same position who never heard from the Revenue Commissioners.
Okay, under self-assessment, the obligation rests with the liable person, in this case the property owner, to file. Now obviously we wanted to help as many people as we possibly could to file their returns. So start of the process for the revenue was to compile a property register of the 1.66 million properties in Ireland and actually issue a return to everybody. But of course we were starting with a new tax and gathering that information from scratch. We didn't get everybody.
What about the position of somebody who has no piece of paper, who has no number, who's starting from scratch without any advice, without any communication at all? Is it going to be difficult, possible for them to get sorted out by tomorrow night?
It's going to be very straightforward. In that case, you have two options. Again, you can go on to our LPT login page on revenue.ie, and there is a dedicated option for those individuals who didn't get a property ID or a PIN, and it actually says that. If you didn't receive a property PIN, you log on to that option, and again, you simply work through that system, your name, the address of the property for which you're paying the tax, your PPSN number, and then the rest of the questions are exactly the same.
So it's doable. How many people have registered so far for the tax?
Now, up to close of business on Friday, we had 1.1 million. Out of 1.6. Now, I haven't had an opportunity to get this morning's figures for the weekend, but we expect when we look at those figures for filing over the weekend that we'll be up to about 1.2 million, there or thereabouts, which is really high compliance. And for those that have complied, we would want to say thank you.
The non-payment of the household charge was about 400,000?
I think
the household property charge last year.
I think ultimately it's worked towards something like that.
We can assume it's going to be a large number again. People who won't register won't pay. Okay, if you don't register, first of all, and secondly, if you don't pay, what's going to happen?
Well, the sanctions for non-compliance, the very first sanction is mandatory deduction at source, and that will be from wages, from occupational pensions, and from certain government payments.
Yeah, but if you haven't heard from you, or even if I have, and I just don't reply, I don't give you any information, how can you find me?
Well, we have written to 1.66 million properties, property owners. So there's a very good chance that you're already on our records. So we'll start with those cases that are on our records for which we've sent a return. And we will identify those that have not filed. We'll be writing to those individuals as early as June, Cathal. So that's pretty much after the filing date closes. We will start writing to individuals to say, we have not received your return. The notice of estimate that was included in all the correspondence that issued will be the amount that the revenue will collect. So we will be telling you in early June that we'll be notifying your employer or your pension provider that they are to deduct this amount.
If you don't know of my existence, if you haven't even sent me a form, surely I can escape from the revenue's radar for a while.
Well, maybe for a while, but there's an inevitability about this tax because ultimately our property register will grow with sales. Every sale has to come through the Revenue Commissioners from the point of view of stamp duty. But more centrally, part of the legislation for local property tax is that you cannot sell or you cannot transfer your property without showing that the local property tax has been paid. So a charge will remain on the property, and at the stage that you transfer or sell the property, then we will be collecting the local property tax. So there's an inevitability about that, except, of course, at that stage, you've put yourself in a position of having to pay 8% extra interest, which you could have avoided.
Okay, revenue.ie to do the business online, and the telephone number again is?
1-890-200-255.
Vivian Hewitt of the Revenue Vivian Dempsey of the Revenue Commissioners, thank you very much for talking to us. It's 8:20.